Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the chaos that is our Wednesday night Perium Lifestyle Call. My name is David Litt. Happy to be hosting. It's going to be a special call tonight. We've got both of our owners, David Sandoval and Amy Venner Handy, and we're going to be announcing our new Millennial Advisory Council tonight. So I think we got too many people with open lines and too many people got background noise and all kinds of craziness going on, but we like it. We love the action and the energy and the excitement, and you know, these Wednesday night calls are always fun. It's a nice treat to have our owners on the line. I heard people calling in from Colorado, where I'm calling in from, and Washington State and Florida and Iowa and Hawaii and Michigan and Missouri and Oregon and California and New York, Maryland. It's all over. It's been fun to hear all the beeps, and I wish I could open up the lines for everybody to share, but glad that you're listening in. That's the most important thing. So we got Dave and Amy both going to be on the line here in just a bit, and they're going to be announcing our new Millennial Advisory Council, which is really our next generation of Purium leadership, and Dave's also going to share a little bit about some new contests and other reasons to be excited about being with Purium. So always fun, always exciting. There was a great email blast today talking a little bit about Unconvention, talking about our first Go Big training that just happened. So lots of things going on in Purium world, and glad that you're on our Wednesday night call to hear and share tonight. So we're just past the top of the hour, but I'm going to let these beeps roll in for another minute or two, and then we're going to get started. Millennial Advisory Council announcements tonight. Both of our owners on the phone, Dave and Amy. Dave, Amy, you on the line?
Hi, David.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Hello, hello.
All right. Good, good, good. Thanks so much. Excited about tonight's call. Dave, you on the line?
I am.
All right. Fantastic. Sounds like you got a good clear line as well. So you can hear from all those beats. We got a lot of people who are excited about this call, want to hear more about the Millennial Advisory Council, as well as who those members are and how it's going to work, and, you know, how Purium is looking into the future. So I don't think we're going to have time to wait for all those beeps to stop. It might be an hour from now, so the call is being recorded. We are in presentation mode, so let me go ahead and turn off those beeps and officially start the call, but glad there's so much interest here in tonight's call. All right, we got nice clear lines, and welcome, welcome, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And we got so many people on the line, it looks like our bridge is just waiting to catch up to turn off those beeps. I think we're good now. And it's going to be an exciting call. You know, every Wednesday night, we've got David Sandoval doing the lifestyle call. Tonight he's invited our other owner, Amy Venner Handy, on the line as well. So we got the total tag team, and it's important because we got a lot of other special people on the line as well, which is our new Millennial Advisory Council. And I know Dave has a few other big announcements at the end of the call, but we got so much to cover, lots of people to talk about, lots of good ideas and vision for the future. So looking forward to hearing a little bit more about the next generation of Purium leadership. So I'm going to turn this call over to our owners, Amy and Dave.
Awesome. Well, thank you, David Litt. Thank you, Amy, for being on the call, and thank you for everybody who is tuning in as well. Really good to have you here with us as we say it's good to get together at least once a week like a family, as I'm in Hawaii, so I'll say like Ohana. And if you haven't seen a Disney movie, Ohana means family. The cool part is that we are a company that is looking toward the future, and we're looking toward the future, but we also really, really respect the past. And so I think that gives us something to do today. If we respect the past and look toward the future, then it gives us something to do right now and today. And we realize that at this company, we have some really cool leadership. We've got our crowns who have shown leadership because they make it happen. They go out and they build their businesses and they show leadership and they teach teamwork. And that's like, you know, really, really good And then we have our FAB, our Field Advisory Board. These are hand-selected. Each year it changes. And these are, sometimes they're crowns, but they don't have to be. They're people who have shown extreme leadership and longevity in the company. We value their opinions. And we realize that you may not always, we don't need to wait for someone to be a crown, for somebody to have that longevity and gravitas within the company in order to have an opinion, a voice that should be heard, that's valuable. And in fact, some of the best opinions and the voices that should be heard the most are those who are those who understand the future and what's going on right now today at the ground level, the grassroots, as they say. So Amy, in speaking with Brandy and some other people like someone you're about to meet, before when I turn the call over to Amy, she's going to introduce you to the new chairman of the Millennial Advisory Council, a concept that Amy and Brandy and a couple of other people brainstormed about, and we made a reality. Because while people think I'm the only visionary in the company, I guarantee you Amy is as well. And she saw a vision of us getting really good advice from people who might have just started with the company within the last year because they're young. And so I'm going to turn the call over to my partner, an amazing, empowered woman who has really good ideas. And this is definitely one of them. So, Amy, do you want to explain a little bit more about what the Millennial Advisory Council is? And of course, most importantly, there were 14 incredible candidates, but we only had 7 positions. So 7 amazing, incredible millennials are now sort of on the waiting list, also a sort of a secondary panel of advisors, but that we are going to announce the 7 who will have made the MAC through random selection. So Amy, take it away, and thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
Awesome. Well, it's so great to be here, and thanks so much for inviting me and including me on tonight's call. And yes, sitting at Crown Trip, sitting in Kauai, and I was sitting at a table with Brandy and with Sarah, and we were just having a great conversation. And really, you know, the best ideas do come from the field. And we were talking about we're talking about Eric Worre, and we were talking about the younger generation, and Eric Worre's data says that the millennial, you know, generation is playing such a vital role in the whole network marketing profession, and that companies have to be able to communicate and have messages that can be heard by that generation. And so we said, Purium, that's We need to make sure that we're making an impact in that generation. And we said, why don't we get a group together? Because we all know as leaders that the best ideas come from the field. And we wanted to formalize a way. So we took what we were talking about that night at dinner. And I know sometimes David and I get bombarded with ideas, and sometimes we need a formal way for the ideas to come in, you know, be talked about, discussed, vetted out, understood, so then we can make a decision that's right for the entire company and to benefit the entire company. And so since millennials make up such a big piece of our market segment, even if you're not a millennial, like I'm not a millennial, I'm too old for that, but it makes up such a big piece of our market segment, we need to go into that group to get the market know-how and the knowledge of what resonates with that group, and that's just what we did. So I want to announce our members, and like I said, like Dave said, we had 14 amazing candidates, and so it was impossible to choose. So we, through random selection, we have our members, and then Sarah Rhinelander, our crown from Kauai, we hand chose as our leader and our liaison to the Field Advisory Board. So Sarah, we're so excited to have you as the leader of this group. But I also want to congratulate Robin Talla as a member of the initial Millennium Advisory Council, Holly Pasqua, Lauren Kay, Carissa Becker, Hannah Place, and Jenny Hartsong. So congratulations to these seven amazing leaders here in Purium. They're going to be welcoming ideas from you guys. They're going to be filtering information, and we're going to be making decisions as a committee to really hone in the message for this market segment that plays a powerful role in today's economy. And our message here at Purium with the best superfoods and this income-generating opportunity, we need to hone in that message to be heard by that market segment, and it's going to be a benefit to everyone that's going to cross all generations and all market segments. So congratulations, you guys. I look so forward to working with you. Are any of you guys out there on the line right now?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome. I want to add something to that really quickly. There was a statistic that just blew me away that was shared with me. I love to learn that 70%, we always talk about empowering women and breaking glass ceilings, empowering women and breaking glass ceilings, yada, yada, yada. But who actually does it? Well, guess who does it? 70% of women who make $100,000 or more are in network marketing. 70% of women who make $100,000 or more in the United States are in network marketing. Right place, right time, right company, right people. So let's give a warm welcome to this crew. So let's hear from Sarah first. Sarah, how are you tonight? And share some thoughts with us.
Aloha. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Dave. Hey, Amy. You guys, thank you so much. I'm really grateful to be able to take a role and to bring this, kind of weave this story a little bit deeper into what we're doing here with Purium, because it's true. Like, we are in a moment right now where what has been true, what has held true economically, socially, financially, even obviously, especially with our food, all these systems, the traditional systems that have been in place for a long time are crumbling. They're changing really, really quickly. And we have this incredible opportunity to bring something new, something fresh, and something better to all communities, but especially through the eyes of the youth. And I feel like this is something that so many young people have been disenfranchised by the system that is currently in place and that is not working. And what I've witnessed through my own process and my journey through Purium is that this is something that we can truly call a new paradigm, that is something that can give not only hope, but an actual tool to our entire generation and the generations to come that can change lives and definitely shatter a couple glass ceilings along the way. So I'm just incredibly grateful and honored to be able to be a part of this. And I also just want to thank you guys for being so responsive and so open and really that conversation happened like 2 months ago, and here we are in a whole new pathway with this. So thank you guys so much, and you can hear the roosters in the background. I'm in Kauai. We just had this incredible event. We just had this amazing event Dave came out for.
That's so awesome.
At our first, the Go Big training here in Kauai, and it was amazing to just see 70 people, many of them millennials, who are so passionately ready to run with this. So thank you so much, you guys.
Nice. Thank you so much. And Holly,
aloha, aloha. Can you hear me?
Hi. So you are our first millennial crown. The man with the plan. So would you like to share some thoughts with us tonight?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm so excited. And, you know, I'm a millennial. And, you know, like Sarah said, I was a disenfranchised corporate American person, you know, living the 40-40 plan. I didn't see that for me. And when I first started my career in network marketing, I was 25. And I remember being attracted to the fun, the flexibility, the lifestyle, and, of course, you know, the opportunity to make a lot of money. But more importantly, you know, to be able to do that on my own terms. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting space for me now, because recently I became a father. I'm a husband now. And I think there's a lot to be said about what this type of thank you. I think there's a lot to be said about what this type of business, what this business model, what Purium can do for, in terms of time, in terms of lifestyle, and you know, I'm living proof of that, and I think more than ever, you know, we have so many options now in this new economy. And as young people, being able to be exposed to that, being able to see that and be a part of that, I think is so important. And I believe that Purium is going to be the forefront of that, not only in, you know, the products that we have, but in the network marketing industry, in the business model, really providing that bridge into where I believe this generation, the millennial generation, is going to take this business, take the business model. And I think Purium's right in the right spot for that. And I want to just thank you, Dave and Amy, for being so smart and ahead of the times and just providing that space for us to be able to succeed doing this. So I'm really excited to be a part of this, this mastermind group and this family. And yeah, I'm excited.
Yay!
Yes.
Thank you so
much. We are
too. Awesome. Is Robin on the line with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Do you have a few, any thoughts? You did an amazing presentation in Kauai. I saw it on Facebook. It was really powerful. Do you have any thoughts you'd like to share with our group tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm just so excited to be included and honored to be asked to be a part of this. You know, when I first found Purium, I breathed a huge sigh of relief to feel a company who is in alignment with my environmental ethics. And, you know, with my value system as a millennial who's concerned about the earth, about climate change, about creating a more healthy environment for the seven generations to come. And like Sarah and Holly said, you know, the current economy is really failing the younger generation. And a lot of this, you know, go to college, get a job, do the retirement thing isn't really working out for a lot of folks my age. And on top of that, we're all digital natives. So we understand how to use the internet and we understand what it's like to, you know, start your own business. A lot of people are in the startup world. And we're also looking to become more healthy because we see older generations having eaten so much high fructose corn syrup and GMO foods and what's happening with the rising disease levels in our elders. And so I just feel so passionately that Purium's products are a line of products whose time has really come, and the network marketing system is a very powerful and very relevant for the current generation. So I think I'm very grateful to you guys as the owners for listening and for realizing that it is important to hear the voices and seek the guidance of the young people and the artists and the millennials in our midst. So, you know, I have a background in event production in the West Coast festival scene and in San Francisco in brand development and video production. So I'm excited to bring my arts and entertainment and my behind-the-scenes logistical coordination experience to this council and to all of the exciting things that we have in store for everybody and for the company. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And it's just an honor to be here with you.
Mm. Thank you. We're really, really excited for things to come. Lauren Kay and Karma Dog, are you with us out there?
Aloha, Lauren. Did you make it on the call? Star 6.
Okay. Maybe Lauren.
She's really busy running an event right now. Yeah, I know that.
Oh, got it. Okay. How about Carissa Becker? Are you with us on the call, Carissa?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Amy. Hi,
Hi.
Dave. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Carissa. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I just feel so incredibly honored, and I just want to more or less reflect everything that you've already heard from this team you've put together. And thank you guys for always, I feel like Purium is so good at recognizing each and every one of us at every stage of our journey with the company, and also really creating this very homey family feel. And I just appreciate so much being a part of it as a millennial myself and a stay-at-home mom. I was just so excited when I found Purium. Honestly, it's exceeded all of my expectations from the ingredients in it and the packaging and the innovations you've come through with, like the eco biodegradable packaging, and I'm now working with people from the Purium family to make Purium even more accessible to people who need it so much in their lives for either the health or the financial reasons or all the reasons that Purium is so wonderful.
Yay.
Awesome. Well,
thank you so much.
Hannah Place, are you with us on the line tonight? Hannah?
Hey, Hannah. I got you there.
Hey, guys, it's Lauren. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi,
Lauren.
Oh,
we can.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so, so much. I am just thrilled. I actually have been teaching. I'm also in Kauai. And so I've been so excited and feeling this wonderful, amazing community here, which has been impacted by Purium as well, which is really exciting. And, you know, I'm so thrilled to be a part of this. I feel so excited about the direction that this company is headed. I feel so renewed, and I'm excited to be on this council, but I'm also excited to be a part of it with so many amazing individuals. I mean, I think I was so excited. Every name I heard called, I was like, wow. I mean, these are just some really great, you know, peers that I look up to and that I admire, and I've gotten to know personally a lot of them, and it's just going to be such an amazing thing, and I think we're going to have so many beautiful ideas together. I'm just really excited to put my heart and my soul into this, and I really appreciate being given the opportunity to do so.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in and jumping in there, and we can't wait to work with you even closer, so we appreciate everything you're doing.
Congratulations. And what's everybody doing in Hawaii? Amy, why aren't you in Hawaii? It seems like you're
in
Hawaii.
I want to be in Hawaii. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's see. Hannah, have you made it on the line? Hannah had texted me. I'm wondering if we're having a conference call issue.
Well, let's give her a second, and
okay.
Maybe she'll pop on like Laura.
Well,
magic.
So, can
you hear me?
Amy, this is David. Amy, it's not in Q&A mode, so should I put it in the Q&A mode? Is that the way you'd like to do that?
Yes. Why don't you do that in case she called in with the other number?
Okay,
can you
so
hear me?
Hannah, if you want to hit star 6 then.
Oh, I just did. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can
hear you now.
Thank you, Hannah.
Oh, yay. Big
Hi.
Thank you to Sonia helping me unmute. Hi, Dave and Amy. Thanks so much for having me.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
It is a true honor. From the moment that our family has had Purium in our lives have changed. So I am so excited to contribute and serve this company like you have served ours. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very well said and received. Thank you so much. And
awesome. And
so,
last but certainly not least is Jenny Hartsong. Are you with us on the line, Jenny?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Jenny Rose requested
oh
to go last so that she could, you know, have the last word, talk the longest. No, I'm joking.
How are you feeling about being on the council?
I am, like, overjoyed, jumping up and down, just so excited. It's so inspired and so grateful that you guys opened up this opportunity. And like what Lauren was saying, I'm so excited to work with everyone who is on the council. And I know some of you, I'm so excited to get to know you better. And, you know, some of you may know, as I've been on the call before a while ago on Wednesday night, but I used to be Dave's assistant, so I know the company very well, and I know you guys very well, and I'm just so honored and just so grateful to be in this position. And something I kind of had an aha moment last night. I was sitting with somebody when we were talking about, you know, all the things that are going on in the world, all the hardships and everything that's going on in the world. And something she said, she was very wise. She said, the millennials, she said, I have this feeling the millennials are just going to move it forward so fast and so quick. And all these problems that we have are just going to be better than ever. And with the millennials moving forward. So I want to honor you guys for doing all the hard work and for laying down the foundation and working so hard for the last 25 years to create this so that we can take this movement that you guys have, this beautiful gift that's changing the world, and move it forward as fast as possible so we can really make a difference and heal everyone so much faster, much more effective. And I was also thinking kind of like, if you live in California, we've been in a drought for the last 5 years, this drought, not enough water, you know, hardship around that. And then in the last couple of weeks, it's been raining every single day, and the drought's almost gone. And just thinking about how easy it was to get out of something that was so challenging for so long, I feel like Purium's that rain. Purium is one of those things that's going to bring us forward as a society, as a culture, as a nation, as a world, to help transform lives as fast as possible. And I'm just so excited to be part of this channel, so excited to be here with you guys, and I'm ready to work, and I'm ready to have fun doing it.
I'm totally ready to eradicate the health drought in this country. Jenny Rose,
yes.
That was a beautiful story. And I want, think about that. You know, it took was a little rain, 6 years of panicking, you know, 5 years of panicking, and all it took was a little rain, and all of a sudden everything's getting better. So you guys just might be the rain that we've been waiting for. And so definitely the change we've been waiting for. So thank you so much. And again, I want to honor, you know, not by name, but just in spirit, you know, the seven who didn't make it this year, who weren't chosen, because you very easily could have been on this call right now tonight. You know, other than just random selection, we're going to value your input and participation. And each of the people who didn't make it were actually gifted a free ticket to our own convention as a thank you. For your, you know, good spirits. And I want to remind you guys that unconvention is going to be like convention. We get almost all of the advice from the crowns and the fab. Unconvention, we're getting almost all the advice from the MAC, from the Millennial Advisory Council. So we've got a show to put on. It's in about 60 days, and it's going to be really, really something. And we got just a short ramp this year. So we'll get all of you involved as fast and quickly as we can, especially if you want to be involved. If you really want to be involved, we got people to run the yoga stage. We need people to run the music stage. We need people to organize volunteers. We need people, you know, to help with three or four key things out of the seven of you. If we could get three or four of you to step up to handle three or four key things, and I know that Robin has already offered to step up. And I know that others have said that they might as well. So we need to make this an amazing millennial type of event, the type of party you would have. It's going to be sober. I want to emphasize that. It's going to be sober, but it is going to be – we've had, you know, many sober events at the Oasis, and, you know, they ended up being like 90% sober. This is going to be 100% sober. And it's going to be 100% family, but it's going to be 1,000% fun. So I want to show what we could do. I want to bring that vibe that comes from a music festival. I want to bring that to the Purium family and show them what the millennials are all about. So let's bring that entertainment. Let's bring that vibe. Let's turn off the TV and raise the vibration for unconvention. And I want those of you who want to, those of you who feel, you know, inclined to, you know, to give us a call, reach out to Amy, let him know that you're willing to step up for unconvention, even on short notice. We need as many people to jump in as possible, and we got a really good staff working on it. Don't worry, we got a lot of good corporate staff and people on site there at the Oasis already working hard. So, we're going to have a really good time. And then, with just how much time do we have left in the call, David Litt? Official timekeeper.
2 minutes.
Okay, so we want to talk about the contest. One of our ways of reaching out to millennials is to reach out to artists. artists are influencers, artists, filmmakers, singers, DJs, poets, you know, rappers. We want to hear from them. So we have three contests coming up. We've got a parody or poetry contest where you could write an original song, you could write a poem, or you could write a parody of a popular song where you make your own words to someone else's song and submit them. The winner is going to be announced by Unconvention, and there's going to be, you know, a couple thousand dollars worth of prizes for those, prizes, money, and prizes. So that's going to be very cool. We're having a short film contest, 3 to 5 minute film with Purium themes. All these things have to have Purium themes, you know, Purium values woven into them. And so we're going to have a film contest with over $10,000 in prize money. 3 to 5 minute film, Purium theme, Purium value, but something about your life, your experience. It doesn't have to be about Purium. It has to be about Purium themes and values. Maybe you're helping out, you know, with a homeless shelter. Maybe, you know, you're teaching nutrition to kids. Who knows? Maybe you're helping people with PTSD. I don't know. It could be anything. Purium values, Purium themes. I'm not even going to try to suggest what it should be, because it could be anything. And those are going to be announced and previewed at a big convention, the Go Big Convention in Texas, Amy's home state, which is going to be epic. So yeah, and then, you know, we've got some other things as well, but we don't have time to cover everything. But those two contests are really millennial oriented. It doesn't have to be millennials, but those are the type of things. Influence the influencers, the rappers, the poets, the singers, the movie makers, and the DJs, and you're then going to influence, you know, the people who respect them. So thank you guys so, so very, very much. Amy deserves the last word since this was her idea. And David Litt, we'd like to hear from you if you feel compelled. So again, thanks everybody.
Well, awesome. Just thanks for inviting me on the call tonight. I love hearing from all you guys. I love the energy and enthusiasm, and I can't wait to work with you all and learn from you all and just have a formalized platform to do so, make the company better in all regards. So thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I'm totally looking forward to Unconvention, having fun, and seeing family and friends. So it's going to be great.